Photos of Margie in the earliest years reflected her constant smile, a bubbly and precocious personality, her dark, straight hair styled into a pixie cut with bangs, and big, dark brown eyes. I don't recall the early years, but in every photo, Margie was hugging me tight, gazing adoringly at her younger sisters or holding us close, our arms intertwined. When Margie was 3, she and I would spend time in the wading pool in our backyard where she liked feeding me my bottle. Her straight hair contrasted to my curly hair, her lean frame to my chubby one. Jane Esther Lipson was born on November 6, 1959. She was 6 pounds, 7 ounces. My parents said I was elated at the arrival of my baby sister. Jane looked like a tiny bundle of beautiful pink softness. The true baby of the family, she was absolutely adorable, with gorgeous locks of golden blonde hair and a dimple on her right cheek. She was the apple of everyone's eye. When I put the baby pictures of my sister Jane and my daughter Janie side by side, the resemblance is uncanny. Jane played the role of the youngest sister to the hilt. Margie and I doted on her. Jane quickly realized how to get her way. Her cute smile melted the hearts of everyone. If a fight ensued, Jane's crying on cue commenced the moment our parents entered the room, landing Margie and me in trouble. I was the middle child, my secure identity. I possessed the true characteristics of a middle child, empathetic, with low self-esteem, someone who did not make waves, who disliked conflict, and who was unendingly flexible. This was not an easy placement of 3 girls born within 5 years, Margie 2 years older and Jane 3 years younger. But knowing I had my sisters on either side of me, despite our differences and challenges, secured my foundation.